He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's a dreary edition. The dreary edition, because we've had some dreary action here in the market, really starting with yesterday. I mean, up until now, the market's been dealing with all of this pretty well, but now the market's angry. Well, let's take a look at what we're supposed to do now. We've got the S&P 500 down 2 points right now. Now, that's not the end of the world, is it? 1653. And it's also not that far from all-time highs that it was setting here just a week ago. So it's not the end of the world yet, folks. But we're going to look at the facts, as we do every day. The Dow is down 18 right now to 14,758 as the government shutdown enters into day 9. Down 18, we're at 14,763. Again, not the end of the world, but it's no fun. Look, it's no fun. It's causing a little bit of pain and anxiety here. And we don't like pain and anxiety anymore here. And we never have liked it, but we're especially intolerable of it these days. NASDAQ, that's where the real bashing is taking place. It only is a logical occurrence that the bashing is taking place in the stocks that have led the way so far this year. We're going to talk about that here a little bit later in the show. Which areas of the market are the most vulnerable? Well, the NASDAQ is. The small caps are. The mid caps are. They're going to take the heaviest selling off. But the question is this a permanent selling off? Is this a reversal in the bull market that we're seeing here? Or is this just some of that pain that you got to deal with along the way of a 4.5-year-old bull? Well, we'll take a look at the facts today. Oil's down $1.08 to $102. There's no answer in gold. Gold is not the answer. 1307. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from all of this craziness that's going on in the market right now. And we're going to take a look at the facts as they present themselves at the current moment. We are finally seeing the leadership stocks beginning to, I wouldn't call it roll over. In some cases, they are. I sold, I think, three or four yesterday because I didn't like the technical action on those stocks. And we're seeing some more rolling over here this morning on stocks. So, like any other day, I will, as soon as my show is done, in fact, I'm already looking at stocks here during the show, I take a look at a stock's ranking to see which way that ranking is going against all the other stocks. I take a look at a stock's stock chart. That tells me a lot. I take a look at a chart's or stock's valuation, and I look at its performance. And I evaluate that every single day. I'm a stock inspector. I stand and pass stocks on the conveyor belt in front of me. There goes another one. Oh, look at that one. That's like burnt potato chip there. We got to get out. That can't go in the granny goose bag. We take a look at the stocks, and we see which ones are not behaving well. And if they're not behaving well, I think you know me well enough to know what I do with stocks that aren't behaving well. I'll tell you what I don't do with stocks that aren't behaving well. Let me tell you a little bit of a story that comes from yesterday's show. On yesterday's show, I talked about Yum Brands because Yum Brands was going to be it, along with Alcoa, would kick off earnings season. And we went through all of the numbers on Yum Brands that I personally require before I own a stock. The Best Stocks Now app requires that a stock, number one, is a superior performer. Long term, intermediate term, and short term. That's one. Has to be a superior performer. No exceptions. Number two, the stock has to make sense from a valuation point of view. In other words, there has to be justification for that stock going higher over the next 3 to 5 years. No exceptions. Except for mutual funds and things that I can't do that on. I do allow them into my system because I'm an equal opportunity investor. But for the most part, stocks, you're able to do some kind of evaluation on it. And thirdly, a stock has to have a healthy, vibrant stock chart. None of this sideways business. None of this sloping downwards business. That's why I didn't buy Apple all the way from 707 down to 398. Never got sucked in. Why? Because it was in a downtrend. And the most dangerous trend of all, and now we're starting to see some stocks show up in this area, is that slumping over, I call it rolling over. It would be like driving up a hill, getting to the top of the hill, looking around at the sunset. Isn't this nice? Oh, look, there's my house down there. And then starting back down the hill. Right as you start back down the hill, that's that critical juncture where you have to be especially careful with stocks, with indexes, with markets. And that's what I'll be spending most of my time today looking at. I'll put in a long day here looking at charts. And I'm going to be looking out for stocks that are rolling over. What do I do with stocks that are rolling over? I sell them. Other people do other things with stocks that are rolling over. And I'll tell you what they do that I disagree with. Yum Brands, when we did the numbers yesterday, it didn't have good performance numbers. I'll remind you, Yum Brands on the app, let me just get my numbers up here, it did not add up from a performance level. Didn't make the grade, did it? Okay? In fact, the performance grade on Yum Brands was good long term, but on the short term, it was a C. I don't invest in C stocks. I like straight A portfolios. We next looked at the valuation of Yum Brands. The valuation of Yum Brands was a B minus. That's okay, but it had a high peg ratio that I didn't like, 1.75. Thirdly, I didn't like the chart of Yum Brands at all. In fact, as I look at a one-year chart of Yum Brands, what do I see? I see a stock that's been going sideways, really, for the better part of 9-10 months. In my book, there was absolutely no reason in the first place to own Yum Brands. It was not a best stock now. In fact, I can quantify why it wasn't a best stock now with one number. Number 764. All right. Yum Brands didn't make the cut. I focus on stocks that are A-minus ranks or better, grades or better. Yum Brands was like a B yesterday. So it wouldn't even have been one that would have been in my portfolio in the first place. Well, Yum Brands reported earnings. You know, my opinion of Yum Brands yesterday, and I said it, I don't think things are going well in China for them. Right now, the skids are not greased in their little nook of the woods. Just like the skids for Apple, all of a sudden the grease came off and you see what happened to Apple. When a stock or a company starts to lose that oomph that they have that's been driving it higher, the mojo, whatever you want to call it, it's very difficult to get it back. And if they don't have it, you want to avoid the stock. Well, Yum Brands reported, and they fell short. It's down 8% today. But here's what I don't do. And I know people that do this. They say, don't get sore. Buy some more. That's averaging down. That, in my book, is a cardinal sin in the stock market, to buy more of a stock that just reported bad news. And I get people all the time when one of my stocks gets hit, and they do all the time. when you own 120 stocks, you're going to have some bad actors out there from time to time. And people say, should I buy some more here? And my answer almost always, I can't remember an exception, is no. Why do you want to add more money to a bad actor? You know what you do? You take that bad actor, you give them the boot, and you move on. You set the money aside in cash for a while, or better yet, you invest in a best stock now instead of a dud like Yum Brands. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This next segment that we're going to talk about, this next subject that we're going to talk about, could play a big role, be very important. This is a segment that I would not want to miss. Just in case that this is the big one. Now, all indications are right now that this isn't the big one that's going to end the bull market. The reason I say that is because this looks like it's something that is temporary, is going to blow over at some point in time. It doesn't look like something that's going to go on for the next several quarters. At least that's the way it looks right now. But it's also an unknown. And when the market faces an unknown, the market gets angry. The market faced a big unknown back in December of last year. It was called the fiscal cliff. And I can remember the newsletters that I was writing at that time. I showed pictures of people peering down into a valley from a cliff. Were we ready to fall off the abyss into that pit down below, that valley below? And during that entire period of time, my numbers, my facts showed, and logic, I suppose, that it wasn't wise to sell everything until the fiscal cliff was over with. Had you sold everything, you probably missed one of the great runs of all time in the market, which ensued shortly thereafter, okay? Now we face another abyss. I'd just like to say one thing. How many of you have ever been in any kind of a discussion, a problem-solving episode? You know, I've served on many councils as a volunteer where there were tough issues to decide, mediation types of situations where sides had to mediate. We had a infamous mediation just two floors below me here recently with our mayor of San Diego. A mediation, in my opinion, a mediation on both sides, GOP, Democrats, whatever, it begins with a clean slate. There's no preconditions. Everything is on the table. It seems to me like if, let's just say it was a divorce mediation, right? Two sides couldn't agree. And if the one side said, I'm willing to mediate, but the custody of the kids is off the table, that's not negotiable, you know, that's a game changer. That's just a non-starter right there. In my opinion, both of these sides need to say, everything is on the table. Okay? We're going to be tough on some things. I'm just letting you know up front. But everything is on the table. Then generally what happens is they each go off into their respective rooms, and a cigar chump and tough talking mediator gets in there between them, and he goes back and forth between the rooms. And he tells the one side where they have vulnerabilities, and he tells the other side where they have vulnerabilities, and he tells the one side, look, they're not going to agree to that, so why even send me over there and waste my time? And he goes to the other side and says, well, look, but until you get in the room and until everything is on the table and until you're committed to not leaving the room until there's a decision, it can be done. It's called leadership. That's how companies are run. That's how organizations are run. You know, you have to, everybody's got to be nice. You're not going to get everything you want. But until you're sitting in that room together, don't, Mr. Boehner, go telling the press what your demands are. And Mr. Obama, don't go telling the press what your demands are. Tell the mediator in between you, or tell each other. That's all you're doing is causing more and more friction, and the situation is getting worse. So anyways, that's my two cents on how to solve a problem. I think any good mediator in America, San Diego's full of great mediators, could get this thing resolved. Give them a few days, a couple nights in a hotel room sequestered away. It'll get done. Leave the press out of it, and it'll get solved. Okay, now, this is the important part of this, even though I believe that's important too. We've got another black hole that we're looking at right now. The most vulnerable areas of the market are the leadership areas of the market. Okay? Now, there's things called inverse funds that do the opposite of whatever they're tied to does. If the S&P is going down, SH is going up. If the Dow is going down, DOG, D-O-G, is going up. If the NASDAQ is going down, QID is going up. They have inverse relationships. These things come in very handy to hedge a portfolio during times like this, because right now, the biotechs are getting hit. The small caps are getting hit. The technology stocks are getting hit. The internet stocks are getting hit. Guess what? There is an inverse fund that's tied to every single one of those. BIS is inverse the biotechs. So if you've got some biotech stocks that you don't want to sell, you can hedge them with BIS. But you have to remember, it cuts both ways. If you've been in BIS for the last 12 months, you've been absolutely slaughtered. Now, the last 2 days, BIS has had two sensational days as the leadership, the leadership of the market, one of the leadership areas of the market gets clipped. It's something to consider at this point, and it's something that I have my eyes on. Let's take a look at another one. Let's take a look at QID. QID does the opposite at a 2-to-1 pace that the NASDAQ does. Is not the NASDAQ the number one index right now? Is it not up 25% year-to-date? Is it not clobbering the Dow? So if you're thinking of hedging right now, putting a hedge into your portfolio, you want to do the most vulnerable areas of the market. Now, having said that, I have not put any hedges in place as of now. They're under consideration, however. Here's the downside to putting a hedge in place. If you really think that this is the end of the world as we know it, as REM said, well then, go ahead and buy your short inverse positions on double the NASDAQ inverse or double biotech inverse. That's available to you. Put your money where your mouth is. But you have to also realize what's going to happen if late this afternoon we have a grand bargain is announced, or even a meeting is announced. If they even announce a meeting, I think the stock market goes up 100 points, right? Just a meeting. We're going to, okay, we finally agreed to sit down. There's no preconditions. His philandering is part of the discussions. Her spending is part of the discussion. Whatever the issues are, I think you have a lot of vulnerability being short the market were that to happen. And I think if you look at it from a probability point of view, it's much more likely that this thing gets solved than it drags on for months and months and months. However, at some point in time, the real boogeyman will stand up and this bull market will be over. 4.5 years that's taken the S&P from 600 to 1700 will be at an end. And things like QID and BIS and DOG and SH, they'll come in real handy. I'd have said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here so far. We've taken a look at this current black hole, this current fiscal cliff that the market is looking over. Is it temporary? Is it permanent? I don't see it being permanent. I guess the bigger question is, what kind of damage will it do to the economy, to individual companies? You know, so far I see it as very, very minimal so far, and it's something that's just going to blow over, even though we're going through some pain right now. Pain is part of the market, and it's caused us to step up our vigilance on the individual stocks that we own. And one thing that you do have to realize is that when you see a biotech selling off, it's nothing wrong with that particular biotech, or when you see an internet stock selling off, there's nothing particularly wrong. There could be, but more than likely, it's just caught up in the selling off of the leadership areas of the market because they're the most vulnerable at the current time. And so you have to determine, as you look at each of your individual stocks, is this unique, this sell-off, to my stock, or is it just getting caught up in the sell-off of this entire sector? Very important considerations. Now, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not bragging here, but one advantage I have over you is I look at these things every single day. And not only do I look at these things every day, I look at the whole neighborhood every single day. And I see how the whole neighborhood is acting. And if the whole neighborhood is acting bad, I come to the conclusion that, you know what, this neighborhood is under pressure right now. And it may be time to lighten up in this area right now. So those are all individual decisions that you have to make on a daily basis as you manage, as you navigate through the waters. As I looked at my app last night, as I was walking home, I still saw the same exact asset classes leading the markets. I still saw the same sectors leading the markets. But many, many individual stocks are currently under pressure. Which leads to the next question. Are they under temporary pressure until this thing blows over? Or is this the beginning of the end of the leadership stocks in the market, and is the baton going to be handed off to other leadership areas? Well, as I go through my daily walk through the market, today will be more like a very brisk walk, covering as many stocks as I possibly can, as quickly as possible, to assess the situation and make lots of individual decisions. You can do too much in the market. In other words, and I've talked about this, you can worry too much. Every time a little breeze kicks up, you sell everything. And every time, good news, you get back in. You can do too much. And conversely, you can do not enough, which is to bury your head in the sand and say, well, I'm a buy and holder. I'm in this for the long run. And I gave a lesson on that earlier in the show today on Yum Brands. If you own a stinker in the first place, and then the stinker reports stinky earnings, why add more money and buy more of a stinker? And say, well, this is a story that, you know, is going to eventually develop, but it's just on hold for now. Well, while it's on hold, move on. You shouldn't have owned the stinker in the first place, and when a stinker reports stinker earnings, now you've really committed two cardinal sins by owning the stock of stinker in the first place. And the even worse cardinal sin is adding to a stinker position. Okay? Look, everybody's got their own methodologies and their own theories on the market and their own ways of doing things. But to me, that's something I would never, ever do, is add more money to a stinker position. All right, let's talk about a non-stinker position right now. This is one of the few stocks that continues to break out to new highs right now. A stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management that I don't consider to be a stinker position. While Yum Brands is ranked like number 750 or 850, this stock's currently ranked number 71. Okay, this one's in my wheelhouse. This one qualifies as a best stock now, and here's why. The name of the company is Methanex. This is actually a stock that I've owned in the past, and I currently own it again. It's up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Maybe you folks in Seattle can smell their plant as you drive by. I don't know. Methanex isn't the sweetest smelling stock around. They produce methanol. I don't imagine methanol is a fragrant substance. It's not going in perfume. It's going into gasoline. It's going into formaldehyde. Well, that's lovely. It's going into acetic acid and other chemical derivatives. And I know here in California, it goes into our gasoline so we can meet the emission standards. Methanex kind of has a corner. At least they did. I don't know if they still do, but they kind of dominate the methanol world. And they've also been a very good stock over the years. Over the last 10 years, this British Columbia, Vancouver stock has averaged 21% per year. Over the last 5 years, 31% per year. Over the last 3 years, 29% per year. And I like stocks that have been performing well lately. And that's where I had the problem on Yum Brands. It's been a dead stock for a year. And now that they've missed their earnings estimates, it's going to be a dead stock for a long, long time. Why have money tied up in dead stocks? To me, that makes no sense. Have your money tied up in lively, vibrant stocks. Why would a baseball team continue to have their money? Now, I was shocked to see Atlanta, Game 4, everything on the line. If they lose, they go home. And the best they could come up with was Freddy Garcia to pitch that game. I couldn't believe it. For all you Atlanta listeners down on my Atlanta station, we had Freddy Garcia on our roster on the Padres in spring training. I made 3 trips to spring training this year. I saw Freddy Garcia pitch a lot. I came away with the impression this guy is over the hill. He couldn't even make the Padres. And so we cut him loose, and I think Baltimore picked him up. He's been around the track many times. Why are you wasting a spot on your roster with Freddy Garcia? And why, when the chips are on the line, now he did okay. You know, he did okay, but it was just, I don't think he dished up the big one. But it was just shocking for me to see a game on the line and you starting Freddy Garcia as the guy. This is your stopper, okay? To me, he's taking up a spot on my roster. I'd rather have a grade A player there than Freddy Garcia. But it is what it is. Methanex Yum is a Freddy Garcia, in my opinion. Methanex is a very lively stock. It's still vulnerable, just like Yum is. It could produce bad earnings. And if it is, we move on. But for now, it has an A performance grade and an A momentum grade. What about valuation? I don't buy performance. I buy performance and valuation. I'm a dual shopper. I'm demanding, doggone it. Well, I like the earnings ratio here on Methanex. I like the PEG ratio. Methanex, M-E-O-H, meow, is trading at 12 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. In other words, it's trading at a big discount to its earnings. I mean, to its growth rate. Whereas Yum had just the opposite. It was trading at a big premium to its growth rate. I have a valuation on Methanex 5 years from now of $92 per share. The stock is currently trading at $52. In other words, it has, at least from my point of view, substantial upside potential. Methanex is a $5 billion mid-cap company. It fits right in that mid-cap arena, which has been so good to us this year. It's also a vulnerable area of the market, but that's not stopping Methanex, which is my next point. Stock chart. Stock chart is very important. I have a colleague in this industry that only uses stock charts to pick stocks. I have many colleagues in my business that only use valuations to pick stocks. They're known as deep value investors. And I have colleagues in my business. I used to visit a mutual fund up in the Bay Area. They were go-go momentum investors, totally. They could care less. If I said P.E. ratio to them, they looked at me like, what? P.E.? Who cares about the P.E.? Look at this chart. Look at the momentum this stock has. P.E. ratio goes out the window. Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe Tesla makes any sense from a valuation point of view, and I've been saying that for the last couple of weeks. It's a very vulnerable stock. I don't feel real good paying 100 times earnings for a company. The chart has got to be considered, and the chart is good on Methanex. Methanex, number 71. Out of 3,562. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks. stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we talked about a lot. Today's a day where you have to be really, really vigilant. You have to go in and take a look at each and every one of your stocks and make tough decisions. But you also have to keep in the background, the backdrop of what's going on here. Is this something that's temporary? You going to be really sorry if they announce some kind of grand bargain? You know, it has to begin with them sitting down, right? And there's a lot of issues that really need to be discussed, that should be discussed. There's tough issues to handle. You can't run from tough issues. You know, Steve Leisman yesterday on CNBC, he's the economist for CNBC. He brought up a subject that I wrote several articles on. Maybe 2 years ago. In fact, my newsletter, I covered it many times. How many of you out there have ever had to balance anything? A checkbook. How many of you have ever had to balance your family budget? How many of you ever had to balance church funds or whatever it is? You know, you've had to make tough decisions. And, you know, I have to make tough decisions all the time. I would really like this over here. But if I buy this, I won't be able to buy this, I won't be able to afford that, and there's lots of tough decisions that have to be made. The worst thing you can do is to just bury your head in the sand and ignore those tough decisions. And it's too bad that these people that we elect, I don't care if they have an R after their name, I don't care if they have a D after their name, I don't care if they have an I after their name or whatever. They have to sit down, and someone has to be a leader. Somebody has to take leadership. Let's sit down. The people have put us here to solve problems so they don't have to deal with it, so they can go about their daily life and their daily work. We've got some tough decisions to make, folks. We got to get them made. That's what we've been hired to do. Okay, Steve Leisman went over the basic problems yesterday. For every $2 that comes in, $3 goes out the door. You say, well, that's not such a bad thing. Just a buck here and a buck there. But the problem is we're talking about $2 trillion coming in and $3 trillion going out. It's not just a buck here and a buck there. It's $1 trillion. And it's been going on for too long. How can they look us in the face and say, well, this will not lead to a problem down the road? You and I, we have to decide. You know, I mean, there's tough decisions. Do we cut from the military? Let's get rid of our military and we'll have all social programs. Or let's have no social programs and we'll have the toughest military in the world. It's kind of really swaying back and forth. Those are kind of the two big ones, you know, the social programs and then the other stuff, the military and other things. And you have to, it's the old guns versus butter debate. Anybody who ever took an economy class, Econ 101, it's the guns and butter debate. You have to decide as a country how you're going to dole out or how you're going to, divvy up your resources. And your resources as a country are the taxes that you take in. And that's the third choice. We can keep raising taxes to try to keep paying for more of this and more of that and more over here. You have to make tough decisions. Everybody has to make tough decisions. And you also have to listen to the will of the people. What do the people want? Do the people want more social programs? Do they want a tougher military? But it has to be dealt with. And Steve Leisman did a very good job of putting up some simple numbers on the board. He says, here's how much we take in every year. Here's how much goes to Social Security. And here's another problem. And I wrote about this in my newsletter. Once something is an entitlement, it can never be taken out of the equation. And right now, the entitlements take up such a big portion of every dollar that's coming in, there's not even the beginning of enough to cover anything beyond the entitlements. So it all has to be on the table. And tough decisions have to be made. And we as a country have to decide what our priorities are. Not what his priority is or her priority is, but we collectively as a nation. And we've elected these representatives to represent our priorities, and we have to make our voices heard. And they have been, in my opinion, completely irresponsible on both sides of the aisle. Nobody has taken the bull by the horns and sat down and gotten tough and said, look, we're not leaving this room until we get a decision. You know, let's start off with little decisions. Let's learn how to make little decisions together. But when you get Boehner and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Ted Cruz and all of them, you know, none of them, where's the leader amongst them all that's going to sit down and say, come on, guys, let's get this done. Let's figure this out. We cannot keep doing what we're doing. You know, the Chinese own us, basically. We keep borrowing more and more money to finance our debt, and that's part of what this is all about. I think the Republicans feel like this is the only leverage they have to finally get heard and to finally get people sitting down at the table to talk about tougher decisions. The decision is not whether to fund this thing for another month or two. It goes way below that. It goes down to the core of all of this, the structural part that is broken. It's broken, and it can't continue to function at a broken rate. I've heard people tell me the deficit makes no difference. It's not a big deal. Well, would you think they would be lying to us about that? It is a big deal. You can't. It's just it's an eternal law that you can't spend more then you take in. Eventually it's going to come back to haunt you. So, you know what, this goes a lot deeper than all of this just keeping government open. I mean, that's the national parks, that's the surface of the whole problem. The problem is much deeper. And hopefully somebody will step forward and say, I'm going to help. We're going to get this thing done. And we're going to tackle some of these tough problems. And we're going to try to do what the people want us to do. Anyways, until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.